Spotify.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Good morning. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? I'm blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting live twice daily, 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. There's information on the website. It's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. And the podcasts on Genesis are absolutely free. So if you miss something or you want to tell a friend about something that you heard on this broadcast class, you can just refer to USAprepares.com. And we're posting articles up to the minute on the website, stories that you think that you might want to know about. I'm Vin Fennelli. Converging threats are confronted daily. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and we have a full lineup this week. Frank Underhill is going to be with us in just a couple seconds. Tomorrow, Matt Stein, solar storms and EMPs, electromagnetic pulses, fact versus fiction. And then tomorrow morning, Dan DeBorn is going to be with us. That's tomorrow morning. Dan DeBorn is going to be with us this week, and we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation. And Jim Kronowski is going to be talking about scientific gardening. Then Dr. Norman Shealy, survival medicine. Mario Cafaldi, he's the CEO of Silver Lungs. We're going to be talking about colloidal silver. And Paulette Monatka, buckets of food and how to build them. What a meetup Friday night. Man, oh, man, we're talking about saving energy with Ken Hurley. And this Friday, we're going to be building buckets of food, and you can take them home with you. Paulette Winotka, Mill Street Market. So if you'd like to build a 5-gallon bucket of long-term stored foods, about $65, and we're setting up an assembly line at Ziggy's at the Lamplet. Now, the owner doesn't know that, so I guess he's going to find out when we arrive. So if you'd like to pre-order your buckets, 417-754-8787, 417-754-8787. And let's see. I want to tell you about a shower curtain. Here's a short tip to protect your health and save you time and effort and money in the long run. So if you've been to a motel or a hotel, you've noticed that they don't use the vinyl shower curtains that we use in our homes here. Why is that? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a vinyl shower curtain that was not moldy at some point in time? Okay, mold is dangerous to your health. So what do you do? For about $12, you can buy a nylon or a polyester fabric shower curtain. Okay? And it's not quite sheer. It's translucent. So what happens is you can take this shower curtain and wash it in the washing machine every week or every couple of weeks, and it will become clean. And so you can do that, and when you're done showering, you just spread out the shower curtain, spread it wide, and let air get on both sides of the shower curtain. Leave a little bit of room between the side wall and the shower curtain on both sides. And turn on your fan or open the window, and it'll dry out in a few minutes. So that's what you do. And if you do wash it in the washing machine, just put on the gentle cycle and every week or two, and it'll last a long time. Ours are still in place and for 7 years now, and I think they're going to last about 20 years. So just a short thought about your health and not having to buy another shower curtain for maybe 20 years if you take care of it. With me, Frank Underhill, CEO of Underhill Securities Nevada. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Good to be here again with you. Just listening to your earlier segment on the on shower curtain mold. Like, who would think something as passive as a shower curtain could actually be quite you know, dangerous to your health. I have bad allergies myself, and gosh, I'd hate to imagine being in a home with a shower curtain with mold that just spreads and breathing that stuff in. It's horrendous. But I never thought of that.
Well, you know, Frank, I'm sure you've been to friends' houses, and I have never seen, I mean, as clean as people want to be, I have never seen a shower curtain that doesn't stick together because the vinyl does not allow the air to circulate, you know, through it, and they just breed mold and mildew. And it's a really, really simple fix. And I think if you buy a quality one for, you know, $12 or $13, I think that's going to be something that's going to last 20 years. If you don't shred it in the washing machine on the normal cycle, if you just put it in all by itself with, you know, on the gentle cycle with a little bit of detergent, you're going to be good to go for years and years and years. At least we have been.
Hey, so well, Frank, if you want to stay current, it's always nice to change the decoration a bit too.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we did was we just bought an ivory colored one. You can get them in white and ivory and some other colors, but we bought ivory because it kind of goes with the tile in the bathroom. But the reason we chose ivory for the tile is because it doesn't go in and out of fad. It's just one of those traditional colors that just you know, it's always current. It's not up to the minute, but it's current enough, and it's not like having one of those pink bathrooms from the 1960s that you go, man, who picked this color, or that, you know, the equivalent green color or the equivalent baby blue. And people look at that and they go, man, that's really dated. But if you choose traditional colors in everything you do, class, you'll save money because you will not have to be buying new clothes because the colors are out of fashion. Frank, I've got some questions about gold and silver. You know, gold's gone up, silver's gone up. And right now, I mean, the numbers I just looked at a couple minutes ago, gold, $1,731.50, and silver's $3,362. I mean, those are good signs. At least I like them. What do you think?
Well, those are, to me, in my opinion, very huge moves off what I would term as, you know, a disastrous bottom. And I think, as I spoke before in one of your earlier programs, that you make your money in the first 20-30% move in a bear market. And I think we're surpassing that. And I could see us being on the second leg of a bull market here. Obviously, metals want to move higher. All these, you see the yields are starting to move up. You're starting to see bond prices go down. You're starting to see currencies. The U.S. dollar is easing. The euro, I think, sold down to 120, 121. Now you see it at 127. That's just a tremendous move. But the sleeper is the Canadian dollar. That's moved up to 102 to the States. So not only the United States needs to worry about higher currency valuations overseas, but even to the north of the border here, which I think could be disastrous for any country that pegs its currency to the U.S. dollar, you know, hence inflation coming in. So, but the U.S., but that's good news for us. If you're in metals and gold and silver, that's good news for you.
Well, Frank, let's talk about something that I see over and over again. And if I look at the charts on gold, and I compare them to the charts on silver, and I look at a minute-by-minute movement, it's almost like I can overlay the gold chart on top of the silver chart, or vice versa. And the moves are virtually identical, minute-by-minute. Let me give you an example. At 8:15 this morning, Central Time, I'm sorry, at 8:15 Eastern Time, the silver chart went straight up from 32.25 to 33.25 in minutes. I mean, literally in minutes. So it moved up a dollar in minutes. Now, gold went up from 16.95 to 17.25 at the same time. But it isn't that it happened just once. This seems to be a more often occurrence. It happens over and over and over. What do you attribute this to? Is it because of electronic trading? Is it because there are big players in the market? Do you have an idea of what causes this?
Well, I think you just hit onto it. I think it's algorithmic trading. You're seeing how sensitive these markets are to electronic news. And even, I think, to the most part, the retail player is out of the picture. It's all computerized trading because that's, I think, in black box, whatever you want to call it. It's the only programs that can, you know, really make major shifts in markets. There's a story, a huge resource story, probably one of the biggest ones in the history of natural resources bearing out. That is the takeover from Glencoe of Axtra. And it's so big that either, Glencore even got Tony Blair involved to try to negotiate with the Qatar officials to, you know, be a little more receptive to it. And it's stories like that where you wouldn't have somebody wanting to pay big dollars if they think it's going to go down. And I think people should take tips and cues from these folks that, you know, from these forward-thinking people, that you grow through expansion, you grow through acquisition, and you grow through making your base bigger. And clearly we're seeing that now, but now you're seeing a lot of resistance in that one particular. And I think earlier on, we talked about prices moving up. A lot of mergers and consolidations happen down here, and this is where people should be paying attention. That's one way to maximize returns, by looking at the mid-caps or smaller senior producers and see what the next takeover is going to be.
Frank, when you get calls at Underhill Securities, can you describe what a typical call might be like? If someone rings you up on the phone, what are they asking you?
Basically, you know, some degree of reassurance, or, you know, people are very nervous, clearly. People have tried a lot of other investing venues, whether it be real estate or mutual funds. And I lay out my philosophy right there at the get-go, that I only deal in resources, and it's the only place to, from my opinion, to be. People do not make money on incomes and salaries. Like, that's not going to really put you into retirement. The only way you're going to be able to invest, and I think I've said this, is in the market. Now, people say, well, I got to get out of paper. Well, what is all this? Who's saying all this? And what does all this getting out of paper really mean? Are you getting out of one paper and buying another paper? Are you buying, you know, whether you're sitting in cash or securities or an ETF, it's still paper. So I don't know how you shift into anything else.
Other than physical gold and silver? Frank Underhill's with me. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA for Paris. And the number one trending topic on TalkStreamLive.com is gold. And Frank Underhill and I are talking about that. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Patriots.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with me, and we're talking about gold, and we're talking about precious metals. And, Frank, I just took a quick look during the break. I just pulled up some charts. The beginning of the year, in January, gold was at just about $1,600 an ounce. I mean, plus or minus a dollar or so. $1,600. And now it's at $1,731.50. That's pretty good. Silver.
Huge move.
Yeah. Silver started. It's a nice, comfortable move. It's not so wild that you think it's going to correct any second. And silver started the year out at 2880, and now it's 3362. Nice move. And now silver's had some wild swings, you know, between January and today. But it's been a little unsettling for some people. But those of us that are in for the long run, it's been fine. Now, do you see a continuation of this trend, or do you think it's time to worry about a precipitous drop? What do you think, Frank?
Well, I come from the school that a trend is your friend, and we did see it break. And, of course, you're seeing these stocks starting to move back up higher, like you're starting to see the metals move up higher. And Vincent, another thing that people don't talk about is energy prices. Oil sold down to $75, $78 a barrel, and now it's like you're knocking at $100 a barrel within that same time frame. So you're seeing a confidence starting to, and liquidity for that matter, starting to step back into these markets. where they are buying crude for delivery. They are buying gold. They are buying silver. And you're also seeing, like, copper I looked at. It's like $3.50 a pound. Like, that's up substantially. There's a lot of these natural resources that are starting to show signs of life in it again. And if anyone was going to say, well, be out, well, anyone who did cash their chips out, quote, back in January would be very dismayed to see how they've rebounded here. And it shows you how quick these markets can turn. And really, you know, 4 months, 5 months is not really a long time to show signs of life again, really. It's very quick. And again, algorithmic trading, black box, I think all that high frequency plays into this as well, too.
Wow, I just had a power failure here in the studio. All the lights went out. We have a massive uninterruptible power system here. And so if you hear some hum in the background, that's what that's all about. But I think we're still connected. And okay, so Frank, you mentioned copper. Tell us about copper. Why don't you tell us briefly about some of the uses of copper and where you see that going? Okay.
Well, I'm not a big copper player per se, but I usually look at metals like copper and nickel as a really an economic metal where it's used in products like in aircraft manufacturing, circuitry, circuit boards. And if things pick up, these various markets pick up, you can probably see a good rally in the metal there. If not, it already has. But you look at everything.
Did we lose Frank? Let's see. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get Frank to reconnect. And he's been talking about copper. And, class, I can tell you this, that copper is an infrastructure metal. And as the Asian countries continue to grow, they're going to need more copper. Why? Well, wire. Copper is the least expensive conductor of electricity that I know of. It's the most efficient per dollar. And it's used in all kinds of wiring, whether it be internet wiring, whether it be wiring overhead on power lines, or whether it be wiring in your home. There is no really good substitute for copper wire. And on our list today, I'd like to talk with Frank when he comes back about the differences between the Canadian dollar and the U.S. dollar. Frank Underhill is going to be with me. We're going to be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. I'm Vin Fanelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale.
liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we just heard the commercial announcement for Terraganics.com. And Eric Lancaster is going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. He's executive vice president of Terraganics.com. So he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. He's going to be talking about EM1 and how to grow your garden scientifically. That's the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. Information on the website. And also, class, I just happened to look during the commercial break at the Genesis Communications Network website. That'd be GCNLive.com. And there it is, page one, it says GCN and USA prepares Vincent Finelli to have guest Matt Stein on air Tuesday. Matt Stein, professional engineer and author of When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails, and USA prepares host Vincent Finelli, delve into what is real and what is fiction regarding electromagnetic pulses and solar storms. Fact versus fiction. How serious are the EMPs and solar storms? What are the dangers? And what can you do to protect yourself from EMPs and solar storms? Are our nuclear plants at risk? Is another accident possible? What about the power grid? What about the internet? And what should we do right now? And Faraday cages. What are they? Why do we need one? And can we build one? That's tomorrow at 10 o'clock right here on GCN at USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill's with me. Frank, before we had that disconnect, what is the difference that you see between the Canadian dollar and the U.S. dollar? What's happening?
Well, the U.S. dollar I see is primarily driven on a manufacturing economy, where the Canadian dollar is primarily driven on a resource economy. And, of course, as we've seen over the years, that a lot of America's jobs are being outsourced or consolidated or eliminated through attrition, either way. Up there, you don't hear of the outsourcing. You don't hear of crazy unemployment. And if anything, their economy is growing. But again, it's resource-based. I'd rather be on a resource-based economy than a manufacturing economy when there's just so many variables that can play out. You get a factory shutting down, jobs outsourced, unfunded pension, et cetera, et cetera. The fact of the matter is, not only invest in an area that has stability, but probably people should be looking at a country that has stability. And Frank, you don't hear a yes, sir.
Frank, we've got some dropouts. I don't know if you have a bandwidth issue out there in Nevada or what, but if there's something you can do to minimize some of these dropouts, that would be great. Okay, yeah, and that's nice to know that the Canadian economy is resource-based. And you're absolutely right. And our jobs are being sent offshore by our politicians. They are doing everything they can to destroy our economy as quickly as they can. And class, they're doing a great job. They really are. They are destroying the United States of America. They're bringing her to her knees. So when it comes to the election in November, remember, term limits. Throw them all out. Throw every one of them out. Never reelect anyone. Frank, so do you see as resources continue to decline, as we use resources, do you see the Canadian dollar continuing to get stronger against the U.S. dollar?
Naturally, I do see the Canadian dollar moving higher due to the fact that they do have a large resource base. If you look at energy, you go to Alberta, Lloydminster, where they have the largest tar sands refinery up there, that they can produce energy, oil at a profit. And it's only here they talk about more drilling, more gas, more this. Well, it's already up there. They are light years ahead. And a lot of that crude inevitably is sold to here in the United States. And Vince, I just want to, you know, hit on another point. You look at China, they want to spend, you know, another hundreds of billions on infrastructure to stave off that economy. And I think that, too, is probably going to be putting more upward pressure on commodities. So, you know, that being said, when here in the United States, they don't want to spend anything really on anything, it'll just simply wither away, I believe.
I was reading an article last night about a bicycle race and in the United States. And one of the cyclists, and this guy is, you know, a competitor at a very good level, and he hit a pothole, and it threw him over a bridge, and he fell 35 feet to his death. Now, what in the heck is going on where we've got a bicycle race on a road that has potholes that are so significant that it can throw a bicyclist over a bridge to his death? I mean, we are falling down. If you look at bridges, they need painting. If you look, even in Missouri, the bridges are falling apart. It's horrible. Our infrastructure is falling apart, whereas other countries are investing in infrastructure to go the distance. We're only looking at make work jobs. I mean, we need to get back to work and fix our country, fix our infrastructure so we can be strong again, because right now we're pretty weak. I'm with you, Frank.
Vincent, can I just add on to this? Adding on to infrastructure and reinforcing it, you know, people can think of it as a make works program or Big Brother government spending. But what you're actually doing is you're stimulating by getting jobs at Deere, Caterpillar, Finning, all these other companies that make this kind of heavy equipment to be able to do infrastructure. And I know we're short on time here, and I just want to stress, out here we have the Hoover Dam. Please, if anybody comes to my state, the tourist attraction should not only be the Hoover Dam and the Grand Canyon, but if you look at that Tillman Bridge in front of the dam, cuts off a lot of traffic off that dam, where it's limited to tourists. They built a parkade. It's very nice. But to me, that is not only a make-work project, it's an architectural marvel. And if anyone ever gets to see pictures of it, you'll see why. It's just, it's a very nice sight to see. So that's the result when America works together and we accomplish things together and get the job done. But like you say about the 300, the pothole, what if you're driving your truck on there and you broke an axle? You know, it's good for the mechanic. It's not good for you.
You're absolutely right, and that's what I'm talking about. We need to build for the long run, not for the short run. And, you know, Frank, I've mentioned this many, many times, but there are a lot of stories about this backhoe that I bought. The backhoe is a Case Model 580E. It's an older backhoe. And I was working on the battery connections over the weekend. And in order to get to it, you have to take out two bolts that require 5/8-inch wrenches. And this thing is heavy. The battery cover must weigh, I don't know, 8 pounds. Just the cover for the batteries. And what the point I'm trying to get to, this is made of heavy steel. This is a made in America, brilliant, brilliant piece of engineering. And we can do it. And we used to do it. And there's no reason why we shouldn't do it. All we need to do is get these politicians out of our way so that we can continue manufacturing great products and still and get back to the point where we are the envy of the world. We don't need to be consumers. We need to be engineers, designers, and manufacturers. Because nobody looks at a foreign country with awe and says, man, you know, what a great island paradise that is. Aren't those guys awesome? They say, well, it's a nice place to go visit. But, you know, you don't look up to an island paradise as a great nation. You don't look up to... You only look up to countries that have great engineering. You look up to Germany and you say, man, Mercedes-Benz and BMW and the engineering marvels that they create. And you used to look at the United States with our engineering marvels, but do we still do that? In the electronics field, we still lead with design. But other than that, how great are we? I don't think we can look at us and say that we're the great nation that we used to be.
Well said, yeah. You know, you look at the World Trade Center, those were great towers there and, you know, very cutting edge ahead of their time. And now we're looking at engineering as the Empire State Building, or in my case, the Hoover Dam, you know, old things that this country did build on greatness. And you are seeing what do we have to look at today that steps up to that magnitude?
Well, we don't even have heroes anymore. You know, we don't have heroes that we can look up to. I remember when John Fitzgerald Kennedy was president and, you know, we had the space race and we were looking at landing on the moon, and that was, you know, we were looking forward to it and we watched the television news and we were proud of the United States. Now we've got Barney Frank. He's a national disgrace. I mean, we've got a whole plethora of ilk like him. It's disgraceful. Hey, you know, Frank, I was looking at some information about General Motors. And, you know, the first expo we ever had, we had the Chevy Volt on the floor. And it was a very interesting car, very low to the ground. And, you know, I couldn't have one here on my farm because there's so many rocks in the in the gravel road that lead to our farm that, you know, I would wipe out the bottom of the Chevy Volt. It's that low. But it seems to be kind of a city car. But here's the point. I looked into some of the costs. And, class, this is on our website if you'd like to look at it. It costs General Motors an estimated $75,000 to $88,000 per car to build the Chevy Volt plug-in hybrid. And that's based on its current production volume and sales and so forth. And here's a breakdown. The fixed costs are development, $18,650 per car. Tooling, $37,350 per car. And then to produce the car, it has, you know, parts and materials, and that's, you know, in labor, that's $12,000. And then unique parts, materials, and labor, that's another $12,000. If you add it up, $80,000. And that doesn't include marketing and corporate and administrative costs. So we're looking at a car that costs about $80,000 to build. Some estimates are $75,000 up to $88,000. But let's say $80,000. They're losing about $49,000 on each one they built. Now, I don't know any profit model that says that in the long run, you can keep losing money and everything's going to be okay. It's unbelievable. Frank Underhill's with me. I'd like to talk about this when we come back. The Chevy Volt, it sells for $39,995, $40,000 base price without taxes and fees, and they're losing on every car they sell. I'm Vin Finelli, USAForParis.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with me, and Frank's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri, November 3rd and 4th. I'm really looking forward to that, Frank, seeing you at the expo, and I'm looking forward to your seminar. I hope I'm going to have some time to duck in there and hear that. Frank, you know, it takes hours to fully charge a Chevy Volt, but if you want to install a $2,000 commercial-grade charger in your garage, you can speed up that process.
Well, again, that's the taxpayer money. Work at General Motors, and I hope if anything they get out of it is derive a engineering value out of it. That's what I think as far as it will go.
Well, you know, electricity is probably the least expensive fuel that we could have and use. It's the most economical to transport. The problem is that where I live, it's not practical to have a Chevy Volt. It just isn't, for a lot of reasons. One, the ground clearance isn't high enough. It's kind of a city cars or for a car for fine roads, and we don't have those where I live. The other thing is the cost of the batteries. I mean, when you go to replace that battery set, you're looking at thousands of dollars, and you're looking at that in about 8 years. Now, we don't look at buying a vehicle and saying, hey, I guess I'm just going to have to get a new engine every 8 years. I mean, it just doesn't happen. If you maintain them, it hardly ever happens that you have to replace the engine. But, you know, if you forget to change the oil or you let the oil run low, yeah, that could happen. But anyway, hey, Frank, popcorn sales, because of the drought, the popcorn supplies in the United States are very, very low. And popcorn packaging companies, that's what I would call them. I'd call them the companies that package for retail and sell popcorn, are scrambling for the product. I haven't been to the movies in a very, very long time. What does it cost for popcorn in a theater, Frank? Do you know?
I can tell you it's north of $6.50 for a large. That's you throw that
how
with
big is a large
at $4.
How big is a large?
Maybe a 12-inch bag by 8 inches.
That's a large.
I think so. I would think so. And maybe like 6 inches across, but the packaging's very deceiving, and when you look at all the nice colors, everything in with the confectionery is designed with purpose.
Yeah, so $6 or more, it doesn't look like the movie theaters are going to be able to raise the price of movie theater popcorn too much because of the shortage of the popcorn itself, the raw material that goes into it. So I don't think that that's going to go up too much.
If they did that, Vincent, I don't think anyone would go to a movie. And if I'm probably like most people, I eat most of that popcorn before the first intermissions run out. The first trailers run out.
Yeah. I'm trying to think the last time I went to the movies, man, it's been a really, really long time. I think maybe in the 90s, sometime in the middle of the 90s. Frank, what news do you want to share with us in the remaining minutes? What do we need to know about precious metals and equities and maybe the markets? What do you see happening that we need to pay attention to and watch?
Well, as I said earlier in the program, I think this is the second leg of the bull market. I think you're going to start to see the U.S. dollar ease here. You're going to start to see foreign currencies rise. The QE3 situation has yet to play out. It may in Europe with the central bank and Draghi are more interested in keeping the euro afloat. There's a real concerted effort to do so. So...
Frank Underhill's been with us. Frank, thank you so much for being in the broadcast classroom. Frank's going to join me this afternoon at 3 o'clock on KWTO. And if you'd like to listen, you can listen live online. Just go to the website, usapreparers.com, and you'll be able to click on Listen Live. You'll be able to hear Frank. I've got a whole bunch more questions for him, and I know he's got some more answers. I'm Vince Finelli. This is usapreparers.com. Class above all, you've heard me say it every day. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next is Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.